Now, Bava Basra, Perek Base, Mishnah Base. Now, more about ovens, but not ovens causing damage because they're near your wall. Ovens causing damage because they're in the house and they can build the whole house down, burn the whole house down. So, Lo Yamid Adam Tanur Besocha Bayis. We live in a two-story apartment building. I'm on the ground floor. You're on the second floor. I am not allowed to put an oven, like a furnace essentially, inside of the house on the first floor. Unless there's a 4 amos, 7 feet clearing between the top of my oven where the fire is coming out and the ceiling of my apartments. Otherwise, the ceiling catches on fire and you burn your whole apartment down.
I don't really mean the first floor, they mean the floor. In most cases,
ground
the
floor.
But the floor that's just below the floor of the neighbor.
Each between the top of the oven and the ceiling?
You could have 2 floors, 3 floors.
Any floor. Every floor needs, wherever there's an oven, you need to have 7 feet, 6 feet, whatever it is, 4 almost clearing above the top of the oven and the ceiling, so that the ceiling doesn't catch on fire.
But not if it's your floor that's above your floor. We're talking about between your floor and the neighbor's, your ceiling and the neighbor's floor.
You mean if you have the first two and the neighbor has the third floor?
Right.
Well,
then if the first floor doesn't matter, I would assume.
Well, probably not, because the Rashi learns actually this even applies to anyone in the whole city can mandate this. So this is not, this is a violation of the fire code. In other words, the fear is the whole building is going to burn down. So you're going to call, you can't light a fire in your house.
No, because I think we talked about earlier that it was more about the
heat and smoke?
The heat.
No, that's the next thing. The house catching, the building catching on fire. So since if you are not keeping a proper code, we're afraid flames will leap out of your tunnel or catch the whole building on fire and my house will burn down too. Not allowed. So the ground floor guy needs to be worried about the clearance above only. Elim ken yesh al gabav gova arba amos, he needs a 4 amos clearing from the top of the furnace, the oven, to the ceiling of his apartment. Haya mamidu balia, if some guy's building on the second story, or the third, or fourth, or fifth. So of course he needs to have four almost clearance, but we're also aware of what's beneath it. He needs to have insulation of tzarech shehi tachtav below the oven, also ma'azeva shlosha tfachim, 3 tfachim, which is like half an amma, 3 tfachim of plaster that will insulate, that house from catching on fire, and the weight of the oven, etc. Ubekira, if instead of using a tanur, those like kind of conical, very hot ovens, use the kira, it's also a fire inside, but it's like a stovetop more. It's less intense heat. So then tefach. Beneath it, only 1 tefach is required, not 3 tefachim, but of course above, still 4 amos are required, because it's tremendous heat. You don't want the house to catch on fire. And, mimhizik, even if, says the Tanakhama, even if you follow the rules, the fire code, obviously, if you cause a fire, mishal masha hizik, you have to pay. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, lo amru kol ha-shi'ur ne'elu. Rabbi Shimon says the only reason the rabbis gave is if you shi'urim for fire code, elishim hizik, so that they'll tell you that's responsible, and if something happens post, despite you maintaining these rules, patr min l'shalom. You'll say, I was patr because I did what I was supposed to do, and you'll be patr. But the halacha is like the Tanakhama, which is you have to follow the rules, and still, if you cause damage, you have to pay for the damage.